Be grateful if you could pick up a Bible, if there's one near you. And if you're a reader, turn to page 273 to the passage that we're going to be looking at today. And children, if you're not yet a reader, that's absolutely fine, because we're going to have our story from the Bible today acted out for us, which is very exciting. So let's turn to page 273. This is the fifth installment of our little series in 1 Samuel, which has been very encouraging. And I'm going to read to you from the first verse of chapter 3. Great. And let me read to you 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. And then I'm going to read to you 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. So 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. So this story begins with God's word being rare. That means that it wasn't around much. People didn't have God's word. And it finishes, this story finishes at the beginning of chapter 4, with God's word coming through Samuel to all the people. Let me just grab something from my way. So it starts with the word rare, not around. God wasn't speaking very much in those days. And then God's word came to all of the people. Now, I don't know if any of you like the Madagascar films. We love watching these at home. And Madagascar 2 is one of my favorites. And in that story, there's a point where the water was rare in those days. There's a watering hole where all the animals come together to drink. And as you can see from that fish, he's trying to lick the last sort of few bits of water from the watering hole. And it's not a happy story. All of the animals are absolutely parched. They're longing to drink. And then there's a great turnaround. And I won't tell you how it happens, but the water comes back to the watering hole, and wonderfully, the fish is jumping for joy because everyone's going to be able to drink. He's going to be able to swim again. And sure enough, with the help of Alex and his dad, the water comes back to the people and they can all drink again. And this story, which we're going to look at today, is a little bit about that turnaround from when the word of the Lord was rare to when the people got God's word coming to them. And it's a wonderful story. It's quite an exciting story. And so we're going to have it acted out for us. But first of all, let me just give you some bearings a little bit. This is a story about the word of the Lord coming. And we're going to see that we need to listen to God's word. We need to listen carefully to God's word, the Bible. Now, you have to imagine that we're not in a school in Huntingdon. We're in a tent in Israel, in a place called Shiloh. And it's nighttime. We won't switch off the lights, but we do need to switch on the lantern. Maybe if there's an older child who'd be willing to come and, okay, Oliver, you come and help me light the lantern of the Lord. Now let's put this down here. Get into place. Okay, so make sure you've got your Bibles open in front of you and you can watch the story as it unfolds.
The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare, and there were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered.
Here I am.
And he ran to Eli and said,
Here I am. You called me.
But Eli said,
I did not call you. Go back and lie down.
So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called,
Samuel.
And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said,
Here I am. You called me?
My son,
Eli said,
I did not call you. Go back and lie down.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called,
Samuel.
And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said,
Here I am. You called me.
Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, Go and
lie down, and if he calls, you say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
So Samuel went and lay down in his place.
Thank you very much for that, all those actors. And there's a little bit more, two more scenes still to come. Did you notice Eli is a fat old man by this stage? And he's challenged with regard to his eyesight. And we see that in chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. So if you've got your Bible open in front of you, we're 1,000 years before Jesus. So this is about 3,000 years ago. And it's a time of turnaround from the word of God being rare towards God's word coming to the people. And it's a time of turnaround for God's people as well. We're going to see them in chapter 7 coming to know the Lord in a new way. But it starts with, in the temple, the light hadn't gone out. Look, it's still there. Thank you, Oliver, for lighting that lamp. But in verse 2, it says, One night Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak, he couldn't see with his eyes, but in a sense, he couldn't see with his heart as well, because the word was rare. And the lamp of God had not yet gone out. That was just speaking about the light that was on in the temple, in the tabernacle, but it spoke about how God hadn't yet left his people. And then three times, Samuel, Samuel thought that it was Eli speaking to him, which is quite understandable. He'd never heard God speak to him before. And he goes running over to Eli. And Eli says, Go back to sleep. And it wasn't Eli speaking, it was the Lord. Now, can anyone tell me what this is? Yes, Katie. A Rubik's Cube. Does anyone have one of these at home? I spent a whole Christmas watching all the online videos as well to try and solve the Rubik's Cube, and it took me a long time, and I never got there in the end. I just had to give up because I'm not very patient. But actually, this story tells us, doesn't it, that actually God is patient. He's an expert when it comes to patience. Here we see God's word coming, but it's coming patiently. And this is a reason why we need to listen to God's word, the Bible. Now, we're not Samuel. God doesn't speak to us directly in the night, or if he did, we might not know that it was him. But he does speak to us through his word, the Bible. Samuel is a prophet, and the word that came to Samuel was written down in the Bible so that we can hear God's word today. We've been thinking today how we listen to God from the Bible and how we speak to God in prayer. And God is patient. as the word comes to us. It says in 2 Peter chapter 3 that God is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish. And I'm so grateful that God was patient with me as a little 11-year-old with the message of Jesus coming to me. And I guess over coffee today we could share our stories of how patient and kind God has been to us. But let's make sure this patience is a reason why we listen extra carefully to the Bible, because God is so patient with us. Well, it may be that you're new to church today. And to be honest, Christianity doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, God is patient with you, and he wants to speak to you, and he will speak to you through the Bible. So listen carefully to the Bible, and let's find out what happens next. Let me invite those four back up again. Let's have the second part of our reading up. Here comes Samuel, here comes Eli, and here comes our narrator, Alice. And there's even God's voice. Great, thank you. God's voice back there as well. Great.
The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times.
Samuel, Samuel.
Then Samuel said,
Speak, your servant is listening.
And the Lord said to Samuel,
See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family, from beginning to end, for I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sins uttered blasphemies against God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering.
Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said,
Samuel, my son.
Samuel answered,
Here I am.
What was it he said to you?
Eli asked.
Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you.
So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said,
He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes.
Wow, did you get that? So God spoke to Samuel. Samuel was there. Now this time he was ready to hear what he would say. And what God said, has to be said, was painful. God's word comes patiently, but God's word also sometimes comes painfully. See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. Imagine if you're, can you just, everyone do this, get your ears and make them tingle. Make them tingle. It's like we might say a shiver went down my spine. God was speaking a message that was so scary. And the message was that Eli and his family would be judged. They would be killed by God. And in fact, that happened on one day with Phinehas and Hophni, the Phin and the Hoph, and their dad Eli dying on the same day. And we'll, those of you who are here next week amongst the adults, will see that story with Christopher, our preacher, next week. Does anyone know what this plant is? Yes, Misha, at the back. Say again? A nettle, yeah. Do you know the what kind of nettle? Anyone else want to... Annabelle, want to help? Whisper? That's fine. A stinging nettle, that's right. Yeah, exactly, that's what you meant, wasn't it? A stinging nettle. If you see one of these in the summertime when you're going out for a walk, don't touch it. If you do, fortunately, there's normally a dock leaf nearby so that you can put some juice on it to try and take the sting away. But it's painful, and it has to be said that sometimes God's word comes painfully. If you hear your preacher or your favourite Bible speaker online, if you listen to talks online, only say things that you like to hear, then it may well be that he or she is not a true prophet. Sometimes God's word comes and it's painful, and it was certainly the case on this day that God's word was painful. Sometimes God's word says to us, you need to stop and you need to turn around and not do what you're doing. Sometimes it says it does say in John 14, there's only one way to God. Not every road to God leads to God through other religions. Only Jesus is the only way to God. The Bible says that we're sinners, that we've rebelled against God as we were confessing our sin against God earlier. But as well as the bad news, there's always good news. There is sometimes a stinging nettle, but there's a dock leaf as well. God brings his healing to us as well, because as well as bad news, there is good news to come. And as we read through this story, we'll see good news in the coming weeks. But please pray for those of us who teach the Bible in small groups and from the front of this church, that we would speak the bad news as well as the good news, because it's part of God's kind healing towards us. Well, it's kind of surprising how Eli responds to God's word. He says, "He is the Lord, let him do what is good in his eyes." But God does bring his word, and next week, as I said, we will see that happening. We need to listen carefully to God's word, even when it says painful things to us. Are there maybe some parts of the Bible that you wish weren't in the Bible? Well, we have to make sure that we still listen to those as well. God's word does come true. And I'm going to ask, actually, no musicians. We're going to play this song to us all. So we're going to sing a song now, which talks about how God always keeps his promises. Now, this is a new song as well, and so don't worry if you're still getting used to it. But let's go to the chorus, if we may, Nathan. Our God is good and true. He cannot lie to me and you. We can be sure of this. God always keeps his promises. Okay, so those are the actions. Our God is good and true. He cannot lie to me and you. We can be sure of this. God always keeps his promises. So let's stand. Sing along to the bits that you figure out, and listen in to the bits that you don't. And this is a song which tells some of the stories of the Old Testament and how God keeps his promises. Let's listen in. And I'm going to ask Alice to come up the front for the last part of our story. Brilliant. Great job.
The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up. He let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as the prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And Samuel's word came to all Israel.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Alice. So did you see that in that part, God's word, which started small, maybe like a little trickle, has now come to the whole of God's people. And they've got, for the first time in Israel, they've got a prophet in the sense of the prophets that are going to come, like Isaiah and Ezekiel and other people. They've got a prophet in Israel, and God's word is now with the people, and they can access God's word at any time, in the same way that we can access God's word in the Bible. Well, what started just like a trickle now has come pouring down to God's people. It's come abundantly. Started patiently. It was painful. even though it points to some good news, and it's powerful at the same time, as God's word spreads out permanently, powerfully, and pervasively to all God's people. And Johnny showed us a verse at the beginning of the service that we're going to finish with, and we're going to close with today. It speaks of how in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, Jesus Christ, through whom he appointed heir of all things. In other words, Jesus is going to be the king who inherits everything, and through whom he also made the universe. What a wonderful thing it is that we have Bibles in our hands and on our shelves, and don't we need to listen to them carefully? Don't we need to listen carefully to God's word? What a blessing it is that we have a message in our hands about Jesus Christ, the King, who is our Saviour and our Rescuer. Even though, like Eli, we have messed up, in Jesus Christ there is complete forgiveness and a way back to God. Let me tell you about a man called Charles Grant as we finish off. Does anyone know where Calcutta is? Has anyone ever been to Calcutta? No? That's where Calcutta is. David, can you see where that is? It's in India, you're right. It's right on the east side of India. And here's a photo. It's not a photo. Here's a picture of what life in Calcutta might have looked like about 200 years ago, when a man called Charles Grant was living there. He was an English man who went with the East India Company out to Calcutta. And he was a bit of a man who didn't listen to God's word, the Bible. He rejected God's word, the Bible, and he didn't listen to what it says. In fact, he spent a lot of his time and a lot of his money gambling. And he was living with his young wife, only 21 years old, and they had two little daughters living out there in Calcutta. And tragically, disaster struck. This Scottish man, who is quite important and who wasn't listening to God, both his daughters died of smallpox, a disease which was very dangerous in those days. Well, both he and his wife were absolutely distraught. And his wife started turning to the Bible to see if there was any help that she could get. She found a verse in Matthew 11 which said, Jesus speaking, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will refresh you." And she came with all the sadness of what had happened in her life and the heaviness of her sin and the ways in which she was trying to mend her own relationship with God. And she came and she put her trust in Jesus, who gives rest and relationship. She actually wrote a letter to her husband explaining what had happened. And Charles Grant also put his trust in Jesus Christ. He paid off all the debts of his gambling, which took 4 years to do, and he became a great helper to the Indian people and to the British people who were living there at the time, a man who became part of what was known as the Clapham sect. And he helped to pay for and bring missionaries to Calcutta. And the good news of Jesus started to spread. And one of the men who came as a missionary was a man called Henry Martin. And I'm reading the story about this young man at the moment. God's word came patiently to him because he was a gambler, and God is very patient with us. It came painfully because part of his story involved great tragedy. But it came so powerfully that not only was his life and his wife's life changed, but lots of people around them. And then missionaries were brought to that part of the world, and many people started following Jesus. God's word comes patiently, painfully, but powerfully. Let's close by reading a verse from Hebrews together, just that last verse at the bottom there, which tells us what we must do with God's word, the Bible. And it's in that same part of the Bible, Hebrews chapters 1 and 2. Let's say this together as we close our Bible teaching now by joining in these words. We must pay careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.